Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:13, it is Veterans Day 2025. Thank you sincerely to all of our veterans. It's true, some gave all gave some, and I don't care if you were on the front lines, I don't care if you were working in the effort behind the scenes, supply lines, etc., you contributed. John Rauter joins us now, Deputy Director of Media Relations for the American Legion. Good morning, John, and happy Veterans Day to you.
Good morning, Tommy. Happy Veterans Day to all your listeners as well.
Let's talk about the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day to begin with.
Well, Veterans Day honors anybody who has ever served in the U.S. military going back to the Revolution. War or peace, they've taken the same oath, that is to die for the country if called upon. So we honor and respect all veterans today. And, of course, Memorial Day is set aside in memory of those who've fallen in service to the country.
What is the biggest challenge facing veterans today?
There's a lot of challenges, as we've seen with the burn pits in the Middle East. The conflicts over the years have caused a lot with toxic exposures.
But let me slow you down a little bit, John, because you know about that, and I know about that, but people may not know if they're not a veteran or don't. You know, these wars are something that happen, and then people forget about it, but they don't realize the lasting effect. Talk about the burn pits part of it, please.
Well, the burn pits were used to burn waste. Debris, latrines, whenever you are in a encampment situation for any kind of period of time, there's always trash, incinerating, all types of materials that becomes a hazard. And when you're breathing that in every day, scientists have linked various cancers and other ailments to it. So that's where we are on that. Through long, hard fights, legislative priorities in Congress, a couple of years ago, President Biden did sign the PACT Act, which does recognize Marines. And it doesn't just go back to recent conflicts. We've seen it with service members in Vietnam, with, Agent Orange is a perfect example of toxic exposure. And even further than that, when you look at the atomic veterans when we were testing the atomic bombs during World War II and through the 1950s. So there's a lot of military service has a lot more dangers besides enemy bullets.
What about the pay? Because I'm just wondering here, if somebody is, say, 18 years old and they are married and they have a child and they join the military, they're not going to make enough to support that family, are they?
Well, the military has gotten better with pay over the years. If they have other benefits too besides the base pay, includes housing and food allowances. But that's why we were so concerned with the government shutdown, because there is uncertainty, especially if you're in the lower enlisted ranks. And thankfully, they did not miss a paycheck. But this time, during the last shutdown, the Coast Guard was unpaid, and the because they were not under the Department of Defense or Department of War, as it's now called, but because they were in a different government agency, Homeland Security, they were unpaid, and the American Legion raised $1 million and awarded that in grants to feed the Coast Guard families in need. But like, the American Legion is a nonprofit, and we cannot afford to do what the Congress is supposed to do, which is appropriate the funds to make sure our military is always taken care of.
Tell me some of the other challenges besides burn pits that veterans face.
Well, there's any type of homelessness. It's up to estimated up to 30% of the homeless are veterans. That's always an issue. And we also have a huge rate of suicide among veterans. Veterans more than twice as likely to take his or her life than someone that has not served. So that is why the American Legion has prioritized communications and outreach. Program we call Be the One to Save One, just by being proactive in our communications with veterans, listening to whatever they have to say, and referring to professional assistance if needed. On a happier note, this Veterans Day is particularly significant because I am in Philadelphia right now, where for the last 4 days, the U.S. Marine Corps has been celebrating its 250th birthday. We were founded in November 10th, 1775, at 10 Tavern in Philadelphia, and there are thousands that have been in this city for the last few days. And then, of course, today we're going to acknowledge Veterans Day on the USS New Jersey.
Wow. When you say be the one to save one, what is it that veterans can do? What is it that people can do? And what is it that veterans need to be saved when it comes to the suicide rate?
A lot of veterans feel isolated. When you're in the military, you'll have some of the best friends you'll ever have in your life, lifelong friends. They're your brothers and sisters who you served with, sometimes in dangerous situations, almost always in a high stress situation. Suddenly, after a year or two, one of you is going to move to a different duty station, but then you're going to build with a new team. Ultimately, however, when you get out and separate from the military, you sometimes lose that bond. The people who are generally in your same age group often, but that you served in the same circumstances and you've been able to connect with. So that isolation is where a void often happens. And that's where the American Legion likes to step in, because we welcome veterans of all generations, and we let them know that, hey, you're not alone. We get you. And if you had not served, or if you have served, I recommend you just go to our website, betheone.org. And that has a list of resources you can use if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran who is struggling. We've also partnered with Columbia University on protocols on how to basically prevent those in crisis from spiraling down and making the permanent choice and tragic choice of suicide. So we offer free online training to anyone who wants to take it, basically be the one training on how to be that one. It's estimated that more than 17 veterans a day take their own lives, and we want to stop each and every one of them. And even if that's an unrealistic goal, we're not going to stop trying and save as many as we can.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back with John Roderger, a Deputy Director of Media Relations for the American Legion, as we celebrate this Veterans Day. And that is such such a sad statistic. 720 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Veterans Day 2025, talking to our friend John Rauter, Deputy Director of Public Relations for the American Legion. John, when you talked about the suicide rate among veterans and the protocols, are there warning signs that people can look for? I know you don't want to give the whole protocols here, and it's not fair to give people portions of what it is they need to know, but are there some warning signs?
There are. If you see changes in personality, where someone used to be very extroverted and suddenly they just don't seem to want to talk, or they just want to be left alone, that may be the time to really get them on your radar screen and just get them to open up. And if they won't open to you, try to find some of their peers, some of the people they served with, and just read up on some of the signs. It could be substance abuse. It could be just not getting along with people, episodes of rage, even, just being not themselves. So there is not exactly one case that fits all. But I think the people closest to that veteran can usually spot when something is off.
Does it help to have reunion somebody texted in? Is that something that is of benefit?
I think so. As I mentioned earlier, in Philadelphia, we were celebrating the 250th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. Last month, the Navy had a significant celebration. Their 250th was in October. In June, there was the U.S. Army, and you've probably seen some of these celebrations all over the news, gatherings of thousands and thousands of people. Many of them served in the same units together. That helps. It really does help. And that's where groups like the American Legion can come in, where you're not considered unusual, because let's face it, less than 1% of Americans serve in the military today. So that means we're a pretty significant minority. So when you're around the people who have worn the uniform, who have gone through the same boot camp or basic training, and in some cases served under fire together, I think there's that commonality where you can kind of talk and speak the same language. You understand the terminology. You understand that sometimes your language is not always what they would use in the civilian world, colorful at times, but it's a way you can connect and relate with one another without being judged.
And that's kind of what the American Legion is, right? I mean, it's a place for veterans to get together and maybe create a new unit, if you will, in that Legion post?
That's exactly what it is. And we are a family, literally, too. If you're not a veteran, but you're the spouse of a veteran or the daughter or granddaughter, mother of a veteran, you can join the American Legion Auxiliary. And then we have a group of the sons of the American Legion, which is for sons and grandsons of Legion-eligible veterans. So we are a family because it takes a family to support one another. But we also, a lot of veterans, they can, as a stress reliever or just because they want to, they can get involved in a community through programs and community service. We say community service as if it's like a prison sentence. It is not. It's giving back. It's getting joy and fulfillment out of helping others.
I don't think anything makes you feel better like doing something. It makes you feel better about yourself than doing something for somebody else. And I got that advice from a hard-boiled tax accountant once, and I'll never forget it. John, thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you do with the American Legion. Thank the American Legion for everything they do. Happy Veterans Day, my friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too. John Rauter, Deputy Director of Media Relations for the American Legion. We'll talk to Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner. We come back. You got questions, text them in at 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. We come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, Tim Temple. How are you, Tim?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Enjoying some nice, cool weather for once.
I'm telling you, and enjoying a quiet hurricane season. Thank God for that. We got no major hurricanes since 2021. I get so confused because I hear about reinsurance, I hear about float, I hear about how insurance companies make money. I hear about what's included in their profit, what's not included in their profit. Bottom line is you can't force them to write insurance no matter how you look at it, right?
No, you can't. And that's why it's important that we do everything that we can to make Louisiana an attractive market. And I know your listeners, you know, we've talked a lot about some of the things we've done from the regulatory environment, from the legal environment, and you know, now we're talking about what we can do to the physical structures themselves, our homes, our businesses, and the fortified roof is one of those things. You know, and we just yesterday we announced Louisiana now has 10,000 fortified roofs in our state, and we're the fastest growing state in America as far as putting fortified roofs on. It's a good program. It's good for you, the consumer. It's good for the home. The phrase yesterday was used, if you can save the roof, you can save the home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know once those shingles go off, your contents get dry, you know, your $30,000 claim goes to a $200,000 claim. So fortified roofs are good. We're promoting this program and looking forward to talking some more about it.
So for people, you know, we've been talking about it a long time, but it has been a relatively quiet hurricane season or a very quiet hurricane season. It's been a while since we had to talk about this. Tell people what a fortified roof is, Tim.
Yeah, look, the fortified roof is a building way. It's a way of putting on a different roof. It's using shingles that are designed to withstand higher wind speeds. It uses a different nailing pattern, ring shank nails, which are designed not to come out. It's more difficult for the nails to lift up. And then I think most importantly, it puts a waterproof barrier between your shingles and your decking so that if you do lose shingles, the water doesn't penetrate the decking and come into your home. And like I said earlier, you know, if we can keep water out of a house, then the claim is much more manageable. It's better for you. Your contents don't get wet and destroyed. And it's more the home is more resilient, which makes the community more resilient. It's just good all the way around, Tommy. And it's been proven to work. Alabama has somewhere around 70,000 fortified homes now, buildings in their state. They started their program about 12 years ago. Recently, several years ago, they had Hurricane Sally came in. I think 3% of the homes that were exposed to the hurricane had reported roof damage. So it's proven, it works, and, you know, we cannot promote this enough.
Who can?
Speaking on that, we're starting a new round of fortified roofs. We got another 1,000 grants that we're going to be able to award. The portal opens tomorrow, and it will be open for a week, and that's at the LDI website. So you can go, you can apply. It's a lottery system. It's not first in, first out like it first started. So you've got, you know, you don't have to worry about getting in on Wednesday if you need to do it Thursday, Friday, or over the weekend. You've got plenty of time to submit your name and information, and there will be electronic drawing for those 1,000 grants.
Who will be eligible for the grant, and what condition does your roof have to be in to have it fortified? Do you have to be getting a new roof at the time, Tim, before people waste their time?
Look, to qualify, it has to be your primary residence. You know, it can't be a rental property or something like that you own. It needs to be the home you live in, the home if you got your homestead exemption on. You need to have, you know, current insurance on it. But as far as the roof is concerned, the condition, if you become an applicant, then they'll come out and they'll inspect and make sure that your roof can be fortified. Some really, really old homes don't have the bones, the structure to do that. And look, I'm not a roofer, but so I'm getting a little bit out of my depth here. But But they'll come out and inspect your home and make sure that you can, that it can take a fortified roof. And then once that is, you select out of three roofers. You know, there's a bunch of roofing companies out there that are certified to put on a fortified roof. It has to go through one of those roofers. And you select from you know, one of three, or you pick three, they give bids, and then you pick the one you want, and then the program will pay up to $10,000 toward the cost of that fortified roof.
But it's a new roof, not it can't be modified, correct?
No, they're putting on a new, they strip the shingles, old shingles off, and then they put on, the new shingles and the waterproof decking and using the nails and the materials.
All right, so you would have to, we'll talk about discounts when we come back, because you'd have to weigh, I guess, the cost effectiveness if you have a new roof that's not fortified, of getting a $10,000 grant against what the roof would cost against what discount you can get. We've not talked about discounts yet. We'll talk about that when we return. We're talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, about fortified roofs November 12th, tomorrow. That's when the portal opens. You have a week to register, and then there'll be an electronic drawing to see who gets 1,000 grants of $10,000 each to apply to a fortified roof, hopefully with the end result of getting a discount on your insurance premium. Either way, hopefully your house will be better protected. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. All right, coming up on 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, before we run out of time, I do want to get in the public meeting that you guys are going to have tomorrow night, right?
Thursday night. Yes. Yeah. Down Representative Mike Boeheim and Chairman Senator Kirk Talbot will be having a town hall at the government building there. And I don't have the address right
now. They told me November 12th, but it is Thursday night, not tomorrow night.
That's correct. It is Thursday, 13th.
All right. Let's talk about, so you get a fortified roof. At some point, you have to communicate that to your insurance company, right? And what are people seeing in terms of discounts?
Yeah, look, every admitted company that writes homeowners in Louisiana has a filed discount with the Department of Insurance. The law says they have to have a discount, and it varies company to company. You know, what I would advise is if you're looking to get a fortified roof, call your agent, ask them to contact the company you're with currently and find out what discounts they offer, what they would offer specifically for your home. They can do that. If you don't like that discount, if it's not enough, and look, there's some that range into the single digits, and there are companies that have all the way up into the 40% discounts on your wind portion of your premium, which is the largest component of your premium. So look and see what your company you're with. If you like the discount, then, you know, you can move forward and get a fortified roof knowing you've got that. If you don't like the discount, have your agent contact other insurance companies and find out what those discounts are. Also, on our website, we have all of those discounts listed. You can go and look and see. And look, they're not exacts. So they're ranges, right? Because they've got to apply that to your home, your particular home. But you can go and look and see what the ranges of discounts that insurance companies have on our website at ldi.la.gov. So, you know, do your homework, go in advance and look. But I can tell you the Louisiana auditor, the Louisiana legislative auditor did an audit of the fortified program, the 4,000 fortified roofs that we have through the Louisiana Fortified Grant Program. And the average discount was 22%. So, I mean, it's substantial savings.
And besides that, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to mitigate the damage to your home, which means with the fortified roof, you might be able to go with a higher deductible, or am I hurting myself here?
Well, I mean, I think that's something that you need to sit down and talk with your insurance agent about and figure out what's best for you. But look, it certainly gives you peace of mind, Tommy, knowing that, you know, with a fortified roof, I mean, you've now got a roof that is designed to withstand, I think it's 150 mile an hour wind speed rated shingles is what they put on the roof.
The whole idea is to keep the inside of the house dry. That's what everybody wants, right? Forget premiums, forget this, forget that. The primary goal is to keep the inside of the house dry. Thank you, Tim. Website people can go to find out more?
Yeah, ldi.la.gov. Also, you can download the LDI Connect app, and you can get all the information there.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints, and we're going to talk to J.P. Morrell about short-term rentals. A lot coming up. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.